Lost, Super
Sweet
16.
You watched Super Sweet 16, okay.
I watched all of that.
Sweet 16 was a local Bloomfield Hills kid who is an heiress, apparently. She says she's getting a castle in a few years or something.
Yeah, I don't.
In fact, they flew over the castle. And I could not get over the way this thing ended up with she thinks Eminem is going to play at her Super Sweet 16 party.
And all of their friends thought it was going to be Snoop Dogg.
Well, gee,
it ends up to be this no-name, which bums everybody out.
Yeah, and so these kids are so rude to this guy. It was unbelievable.
Oh, I know
the place you could have dropped a pin when he announced that it wasn't Eminem or Beyonce or whoever else they talked about.
There's an audible gasp in the room, and then people were even laughing and jeering the situation.
But this guy must have spent at least $100,000 on his kid's 16th birthday party, and she's saying it sucks, and it's a disaster, and everyone hates it. Her reputation is going to be destroyed. And then all of a sudden, we've got a present for you. And it's a vest, and it turns out it's a BMW vest. And oh my God, she goes out front, and there's her BMW. And everything is great again.
Well, isn't that always
it's a great party
Super
now.
Sweet 16, the car saves the day. Every time. It saved the last one.
Did you know his dad announces he bought her a 5 Series? No, you bought her an X5. You didn't buy her 5 Series.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know Beamers that well.
I don't either. I know nothing about Beamers.
Where'd they get the car?
Riff Advertiser, Earhart.
Oh, well, that's what.
Is that right?
But
Telegraph and Maple, right?
The thing about it is, how grim is it that for somebody in Bloomfield Hills that their birthday party can only be saved by the delivery of a BMW?
Yeah,
that everything else sucks.
Mm-hmm.
The party sucks.
Yeah.
The music sucks.
Even
everything
though
sucks.
She went to Paris to get a dress.
Yeah, but they didn't have any dresses for her in
Paris.
There weren't any dresses good enough in Paris.
Yeah, and they went all the way there.
Here's the dad announcing the party. This is the Birmingham Community Center too, which has got to be the least hip place any of these parties have been.
Yeah.
We have a special guest performer tonight. They all think it's Beyonce. Luther Lackey.
Who?
The dad seems to be oblivious that this is a bummer, too. Do you notice that?
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody's shaking their head going, who?
Yeah, look at it.
Who is this guy?
Where are you there?
She's disgusted.
She's bummed. She's got a big scowl on her face. And look at the dad, oblivious, just smiling. Even though the place is
He wrote a song for you. I thought Eminem was going to come. You thought Eminem was going to come. Who's... Where would you get the idea Eminem would do your 16th birthday party? I mean,
well,
what planet are you on if you think Eminem is coming to your birthday party? Are you out of your mind?
Will conquer all. That certainly, for a price, he would be there.
Eminem doesn't do birthday parties and bar mitzvahs.
Of course not. Of
he doesn't
course
do
not.
Anyone's birthday.
I'm amazed some of these people do.
If you think Eminem is coming and you're pissed at your dad because you didn't get Eminem, then you have left the planet.
Well.
Because Eminem would never. She thinks her reputation's at stake. What would happen to his reputation if he played the Birmingham Community Center?
I know. Can you imagine? For Super Sweet 16.
Yeah. And it was televised.
God. Yeah, I know.
I mean, he'd never live it down.
Yeah, I know.
It'd be over.
His right-hand man is like, this guy is proof. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
And all the kids thought Snoop was going to be there.
Well, if any of those kids thought anything, it was because she told them. It wasn't because they just thought that. I mean, if I was 16
brother.
And I went to a party, I can't imagine thinking that the biggest stars of the era would be there. I think I must be out of my mind or something.
Well, but again, remember, this is a world where you can hire Elton John, even the Rolling Stones.
Occasionally, yeah, it does happen.
They do
it. It does happen. Carol, are you there?
Yes.
How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Did you watch the Super Sweet 16?
Yes, I did.
Are you locked in on that show?
Well, I have a younger daughter who likes to watch it, and the reason we did watch it last night was because I know someone who went to the party.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Did you see them? The skinny on it.
Well, first of all, I know people who have been to their castle, and the castle, from what I understand, kind of dumpy.
Oh, the castle's kind of dumpy?
Kind of dumpy?
Yes. And they actually could not even eat dinner there because the kitchen and everything really isn't in working order.
Oh, jeez. Where is it? Where's the castle?
How is she going to live this down?
Somewhere in France.
Somewhere in France.
Yeah, that was about all they said. Yeah, I imagine, though, that with a few bucks, they could put this castle back together.
There was a show on that once on castles in Europe and how cheap a lot of them are because they're all beat up. You know, they're totally not livable. They're all drafty. Nothing works, you know.
Exactly. That's how this one was.
Yeah, you can even rent these things, like on vacation, for like $5,000 a week.
Well, again, this is according to someone third hand, so I don't know.
Who knows? I don't know.
But according to the caller, someone alleges that it's a little dumpy.
Yeah.
Can you show the transformation, though, between the singer and then when she gets the Beamer? And by the way, why are the other kids excited that she gets a BMW?
They always are.
I would be like, I'd be like, oh, great, she got a BMW. Woohoo.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, a lot of these kids.
I mean, it doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
But the kids act like they got a BMW.
I know. I've never understood that. And it's that way every show. Every show, the kids go crazy when the car arrives.
Yeah. It was just a completion to the whole Swan transformation. It was.
And I think a lot of these kids are so rich anyway, they're pretty much used to those types of cars anyway.
Yeah, sadly.
So you wouldn't think it'd be all that exciting for them anyway. It's like a Beamer, no big deal. My dad owns three of them, you know.
Okay, here goes the Beamer vest. Oh, she bummed. What does it say on the vest, Alex?
BMW.
That's where he says 5 series. Balloons come down. She's now running outside. With her crown on her head, her tiara.
Perfect Airsmobile.
Oh my god, I get to drive it over you! Yeah.
It's not yours. Not yours. Woo! Woo! Somebody else got a BMW. Woo!
This is amazing.
Oh my god.
Everyone's having a good time. It's going out with a brand new BMW. It's not a bad way to go.
Best party ever!
Best party ever because she got a BMW?
Information for me. I got an amazing car, and I'm just like a totally new person. I am now.
Oh, because you got a car.
Yeah.
It's going to be forever.
Oh, this show.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
This just is the grossest display of excess
it
in
really
all my
is.
World, this show.
Just sick.
It's just so nauseating. It couldn't be more nauseating.
I knew this thing was coming to Michigan eventually.
Yeah. This is the beginning where she talks about her role model.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, let's take a look at that.
Ooh la la! My name is Alex. I live in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan.
Mobile sweat the technique.
I'm an heiress in training. Sparkles and shine. As I'm going to inherit an 1,000-year-old chateau in France. I can't believe I own this place. Not many 50-year-olds can say that. I think a lot of
why does she own it?
I don't know.
Like, I own a castle in France.
Who would give their kid a castle? I mean, it just seems like a bad idea.
A life of heiress is sometimes exhausting.
Merci beaucoup.
Paris Hilton is one of my role models because she's a fellow heiress. And
Paris Hilton is her role model.
Mine is that's juicy.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, that's a great
juicy.
Pick.
Is it juicy? How do you say juicy in French?
You bet.
Ooh, this is fun.
Oh, fun.
I'm having a coming out party for my sweet 16 because when I was younger, I was kind of like the ugly duckling. Very kind of geekish.
Oh my god, that's the worst picture ever. I was like, absolutely.
But thanks to the Sweet 16 party, she now gets to be the Swan.
Yeah.
And she gets a new car, and the new transformation is complete.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's a new person.
Mm-hmm.
Cars do that.
Oh, my God, it's so pretty. The theme of my party should totally be Witch Wonderland. Everyone at the party is going to be in white, except for me. I want to be in a different color because I just want everyone to notice me.
Like Oprah.
That's the perfect idea. Oh, my God, I love it.
I'm trying to get a huge celebrity performer from Michigan because I just want to make everyone be in awe.
That would be so juicy.
I've got some news for you. We're going to Eminem.
Woo! Woo! They're going on
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Now there's Eminem actually walks by them going. They went to the State Theater show. I don't know how old this is.
My dream.
That was a Super Bowl.
Is that what that was?
Michigan has ever seen.
Just the biggest party Michigan's ever seen. Now, if you're going to have a chic really happening, and granted, this guy really unloaded on his daughter, but Birmingham Community Center?
I don't know.
Not that I would ever spend that, drop that much dough on a party for any kid of mine. But
yeah, really.
I don't think it quite filled the bill of an heiress in training.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Although, Birmingham CUNY Center is a little...
What would be the ultimate... Where could you have a party
around here?
Yeah, I was trying to think. Because there really aren't a lot of choices.
Well, couldn't you rent out a club?
How about Meadowbrook? I mean, that's a beautiful castle. It's where Eminem got married.
A lot of these Sweet 16...
I would say Eminem. I'd say Meadowbrook, honestly. Would be the coolest place around here.
I almost turned it off when that guy came out on stage. I was so psyched for Eminem to play at her party. I almost turned it off. I was like one of the kids at the party.
You see,
I can't believe this is Eminem. I thought it was going to be Beyonce. Yeah, Tierra Girl.
Tierra Girl after this, which is a girl from Clarkston.
Yeah.
I mean, it was all Michigan all night, for Christ's sake.
Man, did she have a tude, too.
Oh, brother.
She didn't like that bathing suit?
Oh, man. Oh, boy. She was... Well, anyway.
And her poor mom. Yeah. Isn't it funny, too? These beauty pageants, when you see them on the inside, it's not quite what you view when you watch the pageant, where everyone loves each other and everything's so wonderful.
Yeah, a little bit of backbiting going on.
Yeah, after the fact, it sucks, and, why did we force ourselves to do this?
I can't believe these coaches and these trainers that come along and... It's just such a strange lifestyle. And, of course, they're sitting there eating pizza, and her dad is quizzing her, throwing questions out there.
Well, do you find
the most prominent issues facing the country right now?
Do you find yourself wondering, why do we still do beauty pageants? Isn't this the dumbest thing you've ever seen in your life? Why do we still do this?
Beauty pageants are really strange.
I think the answer is the money. It's the trainers, the poise coaches.
It's an industry.
Yeah, it's an industry. That's all. Because
it's really
dumbest thing, and I don't think anyone cares who wins anything.
Well, when they do win these things, I mean, what really goes on? I mean, you go on these tours around the country, sign autographs at Farmer Jack's. I don't know.
Well, I actually found myself distressed that it was an hour of Michigan Super Sweet 16 and Tierra Girls. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I thought we were protected from this garbage.
No, it came to our state.
Yeah.
Oh, I was looking for a lot of local photography. You really don't get a lot of it. It's so quick, it's local. It's like, I was looking for that. Oh, I know where that is. Oh, look at that. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I've been there. I know exactly where that is.
In fact, when they showed the Super Sweet 16 girl... When she was in a downtown, was that downtown Birmingham?
Because
I was ready to go, I've been there!
I know.
Where was that in downtown Birmingham,
The shots are so tight, it's hard to...
It was hard to tell, but the Ann Arbor ones, I was doing the same thing. I could tell exactly, like right in front of the bookstore, I'm like, I've been there!
Yeah.
What's up with this?
Walters, if you wanted me to take him on the Sweet 16 tour.
That car dealership is the only thing I remember.
How bummed were you that one of your fellow Michigan students, you're not a student anymore, but this guy's going to be a Michigan grad, would actually go to a Super Sweet 16 party in Birmingham? I would have found that to be kind of a bummer.
Well, but hey, it's an honor to be invited to that,
I suppose.
Not just anybody, because look at all the people who are on the outside that want it in.
Hey, Amy.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
What's going on?
I used to work for that guy, her dad.
Oh, the Super Sweet 16 dad?
Yeah.
What does he do? Because I was wondering, where does he get all this? No. We don't want to get into people's personal finances.
Is he a CEO, president of something?
I don't think we want to get the answer to that. She seems to want to get into personal stuff, and I don't know. I don't want to get into secondhand stuff like that.
No, I don't want to know the company. I'm just wondering.
I was wondering what his job was.
CEO, president of something.
Well, he's clearly loaded from doing something. I figured he's got to be some big shot in the big three or something like that.
Yeah, owns a supplier, something like that.
John from the real world is late. What a shock.
Yeah, gee, how unusual.
It's funny how these people do not get up, because when we were trying to get Svetlana on,
she
was at Tonic. It was like, well, she doesn't get up before noon, so how do we do? Last night on MTV, I don't spend my life watching MTV, but we happen to have John. John was supposed to be on earlier this morning. And that kind of came out of the blue because Tonic is having some of these people in. And then Sweet 16 was shooting in Michigan because this girl, Alex, her family lives in Bloomfield Hills. Now, this was the, before we bring her dad up, just want to look at this one scene here. Hey, Murray?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, man.
How'd you like the show?
I loved it. It was a lot of fun. Our family enjoyed participating.
Was it true to what happened? I mean, was anything changed or edited funny? Or?
Oh, no, it was true. You know, they had hundreds of hours of tape, so to cut it down to 24 minutes, you know.
Right.
They had a lot to call on.
Right. Okay. You think they did a good job and it was reasonably accurate?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. We're going to just air, you'll only hear the audio, as will everybody else, but we were going to air the part where you bring on the band, and just listen up and we'll ask you about it right after it wraps up here.
Sure.
Here we go.
One.
There's Murray.
Thank you for being here for Alex's 316. We have a special guest performer tonight. Luther Lackey!
Ouch.
Alex, where are you, dear? This is for you. And I just want to tell you.
Well, Murray, a little bit of hiccup with the entertainment, huh?
Well, Dad might like what kids don't, but...
Well, you know, I got to tell you, you seem a little clueless to the room that's suddenly gone quiet. You're smiling up a storm, and everybody's like, this blows.
Well, we had a song done for Alex for her birthday, and that was her birthday song. So the kids, I don't think, liked the birthday song.
But
they,
Murray,
they didn't like
the
act, Murray.
They thought you were going to get Eminem.
Yeah, I know. They did. We tried to get to Eminem, but that didn't work out.
You really tried to get to Eminem?
Yeah, we did. We went to the concert during the Super Bowl, and she met Eminem at the Shady Bowl.
No kidding. No, God, this makes me, I just want to ask so many questions. What, first of all, I would never think Eminem would would do a private Sweet 16 party. It would just wreck his image,
yeah,
for one thing. But
yeah.
Was money ever even discussed? Did
no,
I ever get that from?
Absolutely not. We tried a variety of acts, but we never talked about money.
Yeah,
Who was the biggest act that you actually were anywhere close to landing?
You know, we talked to a couple different acts through... you know, promoters and things like that, but we weren't very close because the problem you get into is they tell you you're going to be on the show and you got 3-4 weeks to plan it.
Right.
And it's really difficult to land a major act, but we did try. She gave us a list of 5-6 acts and we tried, but we had a great DJ and video.
Who were on that list of 5 or 6?
You know, I don't have it in front of me, but it's the typical 16 list of acts. I mean, she wanted Eminem, Paris Hilton, you know, you name
right,
it.
Right, right.
Now, were you bummed out when you saw that Reed kid got Kanye West at his Sweet 16 party?
No, not at all. We had a great time filming it, and, you know, in about a month or two, they have a party where we meet the other Sweet 16 participants, so I'm looking forward to meeting all the families and kids.
Yeah.
Now, it seems like, when you watch the show, it seems like these people must have money trees just growing cash, hundreds just falling off a tree in the backyard. I mean, is there any problem with spending this kind of dough on your daughter's Sweet 16 party?
I'll tell you what, you know, a lot of people throw Sweet 16 bar mitzvahs, and it seems I came from this area, a listener since 1974 of the Riff, Brother Rice High School, and, you know, we spent some money, but I'm sure a lot of other people have a lot more money to throw at it. But you go to the Townsend at any weekend, you'll see a bar mitzvah or a Sweet 16.
Yeah.
People are dropping dough all over the place.
But, Murray, people generally don't go to Paris for a dress, you know, and then they, I mean, that's money. Can I ask you what you do for a living?
Yeah, I'm a real estate developer.
You must be a damn good one.
Boy, yeah, a lot of projects in Birmingham?
Some around here, mainly in the southeast. It's tough around here, as you know, with
the economy. Yeah.
But still, you know, the community center, is it expensive to rent out the community center in Birmingham?
Nah, it isn't. A great place, great venue, is less than $1,000.
Yeah.
What? Really?
Less than $1,000, eh?
Wow.
Then you then you had we had to make it the Winter Wonderland theme, and that's where it starts, you know, costing.
Yeah.
But you know, the community house, excellent place. I'd, you know, go back again.
Now, when the show, when they're looking for people to appear on the show and all that sort of thing, do they sit down and talk to you about how much money you're planning on spending? And in other words, they want to be sure that this thing is going to be lavish enough to be.
Believe it or not, Alex went online and just, I told her to do her homework all the time and, you know, don't go online. But she went online and applied amongst thousands of kids, and they don't even talk to the parents until they have screened them down to about 100 potential applicants, and then they finally call the parents. So it's late in the process where they actually talk about the party, and they tell you don't change anything.
Do they want to make sure that you're going to spend X amount of money? That this, I mean, do they do credit checks on you, make sure that you're absolutely loaded, and they're going to see some gross display of wealth?
You know what? They will. They never do that, and they've been great to work with. But what I tell you they do is they probably shoot 16 shows and show 8 or 10, depending on...
Oh, really?
How
it comes
out. Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, that's very interesting.
Because if they came to shoot and there was a magician doing magic tricks in the backyard, that's not going to cut it for a Sweet 16.
Well, I probably like that again, but my daughter probably would.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's where really I think the question lies is, how is it hard? You know, you're raising this girl. I'm sure you worked hard for everything you've ever gotten. And I doubt you had a Sweet 16 party like that. Am I right?
Absolutely. I went to Lums on Woodward with my parents and my brothers and sister.
Do you worry at all about throwing cash around like that? I mean, a new Beamer for your 16th birthday, you know, the rent out the community center, flying to France to rent a dress. Do you worry that she's going to have a hard time understanding what it takes to achieve these kind of things?
Of course. I mean, you guys and a lot of people have, you know, come from, you know, not a lot of stuff. And, you know, you always worry about that, of course.
I couldn't do it. I could not do it with a 16-year-old because I would just feel like, no, wait a second. I don't even throw parties like this for myself. Yeah. I can't throw this for my daughter.
And of course, too, the thing it is with this show is that every time it airs, the 16-year-old girl involved is always like, Daddy, if I don't get that car, I'll never speak to you again. I mean, there's always this, like, shocking disrespect, it seems, for the parents, unless they're just given literally everything at the drop of a hat.
I don't think Alex came off that way, and, you know, there's been a lot more, I think, drama and brattiness. You know,
it's funny. She actually did not. The only time she looked really unappreciative was when, you know, I thought you were going to get M&M, and actually every kid in the room seemed disgusted by the musical act.
Yeah, well,
they were pretty. Yeah,
well, you know, I think they, if you talk to them, they had a great party, and afterwards everyone said what a nice thing it was.
Well, they did. They did all say that afterwards. It was funny. It was like the BMW turned the party around.
Yeah, it wasn't until the car was announced that, because as you can see on the film there, some of the kids are laughing about it. Some of them are holding their hands in shocked disbelief, you know, at this act, including your daughter, who's like, huh?
Well, it was a great party, and you know, of course, they once again, it's 24 minutes, so they're showing, you know, some of the drama involved with the party, but it was an incredible party.
You know what? They always have people crashing the party too. That mm-hmm. always happens.
Yeah. We had a lot of crashers, people about say 15 or 20 actually got in. There were a couple hundred outside at one time.
Wow. Yeah. And what did you have, people at every entrance?
We had an excellent security force, Ron and his team, who do a lot of security around town. You probably see Big Ron. On TV last night, you saw him.
Wow. Well, you know, it's got to be a big thrill for all these people to see themselves on TV.
Well, but the guys carrying the big package, trying to BS their way in.
Oh,
with
that was
the big
funny.
Package, you know.
And they're trying to sneak through the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
I caught a couple, coming in. And they come. Everyone was dressed in white, so they're in street clothes coming in, so you're like,
So, Murray, what do you do for an encore? What do you do for her 17th birthday? What do you do for her wedding? I mean,
well, my wife's cringing out of her. She wants to have her wedding in Mackinac Island at the Small Stone Church and have the reception at the Grand Hotel. That's what she wants to do.
Gosh, she already knows that.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And maybe it'll be Cameron, her heartthrob from U of M.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. I didn't know if a Michigan guy would go to a Sweet 16 party. He may get ragged on a little bit for that.
Cameron's a great guy, and he worked for me over in France last summer. He's worked for me this summer, and Alex will be working over there too. So,
you do some real estate in France?
Well, that's the Abbey you saw at the beginning of the program. It's 1,000 years old.
Oh, that castle you bought.
Yeah, I bought that castle. We do study abroad with U of M, OU, Wayne State, 15 universities around the country, and that's where we house our programs.
Now what's the story on that castle?
That was her castle.
On the show, yeah, she says that she's inheriting that castle. What's the story on that?
Well, I bought it back in 2000 to do study abroad, international education, economic development, and cultural tourism, and I do own that, and we do partner with universities on programs abroad.
But is she inheriting this castle? Is that castle hers, as she said?
Well, she's got to fight her 7-year-old sister and her 15-year-old sister over it, but, you know.
So she just assumes she's going to inherit it when you're gone.
Yeah, I'm not going to be around forever, you know.
Well, wait, there's a daughter older than her?
No, Alex is 16. I have a 15-year-old with autism, special needs. And then I got a 7-year-old who is... pistol you saw in the show.
Well, it might be her castle by rights, since she's the oldest. I could see.
Well, she's laid claim to it, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. It'll be tough to wrestle it away from her.
She's got a video record of the fact that it's her castle.
Yeah, well, she wants it to be, and but she's going to learn how to work. She's going to be mowing the lawn there this summer. So.
Oh, is that right?
Something tells me she's going to hire it out when you're not looking.
Oh, yeah, well, she's going to be getting up at 7 o'clock mowing the lawn at her castle. So.
I'd like some video of that.
Why do I not believe that?
Well, we'll have to have you guys over. If you bring over the Riff crew, we'd love to do like a Bowie time over at the Abbey. Call it Abbey time.
Oh, my God.
Abbey time.
Well, you might get what you asked for.
We'd love to have you guys come over sometime.
Hey, Murray, thanks for the time.
Thanks a lot. You guys have a great day. We're always listening. Thanks.
All right. Good luck to you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, man.
Oh, boy. That's funny.
Oh, brother.
I was so sure that he was going to say it was edited crazy and it was scripted and blah, blah, blah.
Well, you know what? We just got this email in, and doggone it, I just noticed this because I saw it's talking about the party. Now, this person, Matthew, he's saying, last night I was at school, my teacher's daughter was going to be on the show. She did not get invited. Her friends and her were contacted by MTV to crash the party. She had to sign a release form and had to have her parents' consent before she was on the air. When they interviewed her and asked her what she thought, it was all a script. They gave her notes, and she basically read directly from them. Let me know if you need anything else.
I got to tell you, I'm getting a little suspicious, and I don't want to be suspicious.
It's fake and scripted, this guy says.
Well, you know, he said it. Murray didn't seem to think anything to that effect. He was like, hey, it was cool, everybody had fun.
Yeah,
you know.
He said it was a exact... representative of what happened.
What's starting to get my dander up a little bit is every week, and I think I've watched, 12 or 13 of these?
Yeah. They're all the same. They're identical.
All the girls say, everyone's jealous of me.
Oh,
I want the spotlight on me.
Absolutely.
But.
The car, the kids go nuts when the car shows up.
It seems like MTV wants certain things. So are they actually able to hone in on parties that all do the same thing? Or how many words are they putting in people's mouths?
Well, I find it hard to believe that everybody is just by chance saying the identical things. I mean, really, seriously, every show is identical. It's just you just rotate the people out.
Yeah, no, definitely. But this whole business of I want the spotlight, and I swear to God, I hear a lot of kids that age say, athletes mostly say that. Like, remember Charles Rogers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to be on a stage where I can properly spotlight my skills, stuff like that. So that term is kind of out there, but it just doesn't seem like something a 16-year-old would say.
Well, and the thing was, too, in the beginning, you know, when the invites are going down and there's that terrible rudeness, you know, you're not going and all that.
Yeah.
It would make more sense if those people were extras that had no real emotional commitment to. I mean, I'm shocked at how violent and rude that process is.
Yeah, I know. It's really bad. Tessa always says that.
I mean,
she can't believe people with class would invite people in this manner.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems, and it happens, you know, every show. And
I just assume that they made them do that.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're
going to
give you a bullhorn, and you give the names out.
That's right. Absolutely. It would make all the sense in the world. Now, watching the thing last night, it did look like a lot of people were trying to crash the party. And certainly if there's a big party in Birmingham and they know that the Sweet 16 cameras are there, hell, it makes perfect sense. A lot of kids are going to want to crash
it on
TV. Yeah, exactly. But this is very interesting here. That this is a whole other spin here.
Here's the thing, though.
That they're contacted by MTV to crash the party, signing release forms, and giving scripts to read.
Well,
makes sense. That's along the lines of what we're saying.
The problem with these shows is before you put people on TV, they have to know they're going to be on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have them sign a release form, you know it'll be the one clown who says, hey, nobody told me I was going to be on TV, and I'm suing MTV because I look like a jerk here trying to crash this party.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, and I really don't understand this, it seems like these people, one out of 20 ends up getting $50,000 for some stupid reason, some judge will rule or whatever, mm-hmm. or they just violated broadcast rules.
Right.
So they probably feel a lot more comfortable having people who have already signed a waiver
crash
the party.
Yeah, absolutely.
Than somebody
who's
embarrassed
by it.
To be there.
Yeah. Absolutely. I agree with that all the way.
But, you know, I don't care if it's scripted or not scripted. When the words come out of their mouth and they actually say that, that tells me something. I mean, if you say, I'm an heiress and this is my castle and all the kids are going to be jealous of me and I'm going to throw the biggest party in the history of Michigan, you are saying those things. I mean, I could never say that. If somebody said,
God,
okay,
no.
Here's your 16th birthday party and we want you to say this stuff, I'd say, no, I'm not saying that.
Right.
I could never say something
right.
that.
But you
ludicrous.
Know going in that that's what they're looking for. That's what they want you to say. You know, I mean, that's the basis of the whole show. If you don't have that type of, you know, just brazen attitude about wealth and everything else, I'd
well,
say
you're
going to end up on the cutting room floor. Just the show is going to be shelved. That's what they want. They
you
want
have to
bum everything, gross everybody out with it.
You kind of have to want to display this sort of thing. If you apply to be on this
Absolutely.
Show, there has to be some desire to do this.
Gotta
and therefore,
be.
You know, maybe saying those things is not that big a deal to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
and
I can't.
All these 16-year-old girls end up saying the same thing. I mean, when they're driving around, they're, this better be good, and this better be good. I mean, they all
no,
act
really,
like terribly spoiled brats.
You know, honestly, to her credit, there wasn't a lot of that on that show last
it was
night.
Less
that was
on
one
this,
of the most toned-down
yeah,
Sweet
less,
16s, and it was less, probably a lot less
over
money
the
spent,
top.
Too.
Yeah, I thought the same was true
the
with the last one as well.
I couldn't
the
spend.
The last one was kind of a sort of one of those smaller towns
but
and that
really,
sort of thing, you know.
You really kind of want the Aaron Reed shows where it's like, oh my God, it's his 16th birthday, and Puff Daddy's there,
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
as disgusting as it is, it's almost like the more disgusting, the better
well,
to
you
watch.
You want to watch the train wreck.
Yeah.
You know, you're there to be grossed out by the excess, you know, that's the reason why you're looking at it.
Did you hear Aaron Reed, by the way, at the very end of his, when he's like, Puff, I don't know if you're going to be able to outdo this party. I tell you what, you outdo this party, I'll buy you a Phantom.
Oh, jeez.
I'll buy you a Phantom if you can outdo this party.
That
God.
Punk, the, see, then, that punk, I that fat ass,
so
exactly. No, this girl was not even in that category.
No.
That guy was like,
obnoxious.
He kept saying how hot he was.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, tell me how good I look. And
he's
like, you don't look good. You're a fat slob. What
yeah.
are you talking about,
he's
you jerk?
He's having a ball with that. He's
and,
having a riot
and
saying
then,
that stuff.
My entry's got to be on point. And he drives up, and there's other cars there, because, you know, it is New York City, and there's traffic.
Right.
And he's like, what's going on? There's 10 streets. There's 10 cars in the street. How can I have my entrance?
Right.
Or my
right.
grand entrance or whatever.
Right.
It's like, shut up, kid. There are people that are driving around the neighborhood. What
right.
are you yelling at this girl for?
But that's what they want, boy.
Oh, and, sure
and,
they
and
want it.
A lot of the shows where it's just exactly like that, and they're saying that very thing.
But that
my entrance has to be, I mean, how many times do they say, my entrance has to be huge?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's got to be. I mean, I got to be coming with the clouds, man.
Well, that girl,
you know,
Sierra, that wanted.
I'm riding in on a carriage in the sky.
Do you remember the girl that wanted to be dropped by a helicopter?
No.
Sierra?
I didn't see
the
that.
Rapper's, what's her father's name? He's a rapper.
Oh.
She's like, I want to come in on a helicopter, and that's it. The guy's like, well, I got to tell you, because of some of the flying regulations and safety rules, we can't drop you out of a helicopter. And she's like, well, I'm all for safety, but we got to do it. I mean,
CeeLo.
This.
CeeLo.
Oh, CeeLo, that's right. Is that guy really that big a stud?
Never heard of him.
I never heard of him either. That's why I can't figure out, where do these people get this kind of cash?
Outcast.
Oh.
Weird.
Outcast. He's in Outcast?
No, he sings with that. He's with him. Mark says he's huge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Couple groups, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. yeah. You know, it's interesting, too, that Murray was saying that. That Sweet 16, they have a list of about five or six acts who are willing to appear on Sweet 16.
No, he was saying those are five or six
because,
acts his daughter picked.
Well, I thought he said that they have some to choose from.
No, she had a list of five or six.
Oh, she had.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay, okay. Because I could picture that.
Oh,
I mean,
could
again, because a lot of bands, let's face it, they wouldn't be caught dead on that show, Eminem included.
I guess,
my God, it would be just...
I guess what throws me about that part, this show is that I can never in a million years, I don't care how long I live, how much money I can stuff away, I could never, ever, ever, ever imagine being 16 and thinking Eminem was going to play at my birthday party.
Oh, yeah,
party.
No, that's terribly
naive.
And
these people, they really think that.
Yeah. But,
I mean,
you know,
she really honestly seemed like she was a little disappointed that Eminem wasn't playing at her birthday
party.
You
know, I think for some of these people, when you have a lot of money and things seem to come so easy and you tend to get everything you want, sometimes I think you can get a little disconnected from the planet.
Yes,
and you
obviously
can start thinking that stuff,
well,
you know?
This Aaron Reed guy, I mean, that's why it's so fun to watch a thing. I've watched that like 3 times, and I could watch it right now and laugh just as hard.
Yeah.
And when this guy, like Puff Daddy, comes in, and Puff's like, hey, man, great party. And he's like, thanks, man. It's like, he really thinks that he's throwing this party for himself,
yeah.
And he's impressing all the people of New York. This is my entrance into New York, and I've got to show people that my reputation is spotless.
My grand entrance into the scene.
You're 16.
Yeah,
you're a fat putt.
Yeah, you're a.
Your dad owns a record company, and
schmuck.
You aren't
you're a big,
squat.
Fat, pompous schmuck.
I know they need to give you the chance to talk back to that
show.
It'd
be nice.
God, would that be fun?
Well, I certainly carry on my end of the conversation with that show.
I do too. I guess in a way we're all kind of jealous of these people.
Well, that's what it is. Some people won't watch it just because it's a real bummer. You know, it's just like, God, would it be nice to have all that money?
I'm stunned every week.
You just end up bitter.
Is next week the black guy on the throne?
Yes. You see the watch he had
diamond-encrusted
watch?
I didn't see the promo. I just saw it was running, but I want to hear it.
Black kid. And, oh, my God, this diamond-encrusted watch. The watch must be worth, like, I can't even imagine.
This has got to be...
bucks.
I gotta believe that this is all new money. I just don't see people
old
like
old money. Yeah, they're too tight.
Yeah,
old money.
They got a little too much class too to display.
Tight. Yeah,
I mean, can you see the Fords throwing a party like this?
No, this is like .com stuff, Drew.
Ridiculous. This one.
You know, we might have the rest of it on the next show
on Tierra Girls. Yeah, this girl's from Clarkston.
Yeah.
Wanted to know if you'd be my friend tonight.
It was Michigan night last night.
This is crazy! Had a little technical
difficulty. Look at the watch. See the watch?
Hey guys, this is Alex from my Super Sweet 16. If you missed any of the action, we got the hookup for you right now on MTV Overdrive.
Oh man, was that edited?
Oh yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We got a break. 1027 WRIF. This song is just sickening, isn't it?
Oh, God, Drew. Is it ever?
Is this Hillary Duff?
It's just so shallow. I can't even believe anybody even developed this show. I can't even believe it.
Who had the brain to create this thing? I would have never imagined in a million years.
I don't know. And if somebody did, I would think that the powers that be would go, I don't think so. Next. But there it is.
You know what just killed me when I heard that little twinkling sound is when the stars go off in their eyes and stuff.
Yeah.
That stuff is all so brilliant.
I know
it. So well done.
I know it. And they started, too, with, like, Jessica and what's his face? Lachey, you know?
Oh,
that's
right.
That quick little, you know, da-da-da-da-da, you know, just works.
All right.
For whatever dumb reason.
Trudy will wrap us up after this.
Drew and Mike in the morning.
I say you ladies hike up those dresses and bend over and let me slap those fat asses.
101010.